The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
Okay, welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. I know you're not supposed to do this in radio, but I'm still amused at this Elton John article here, this story about Elton John and why he would think that Jesus would be in support of gay marriage today. You got to check this out. It's just fascinating the way that he connects the dots on that. But in any case, we've got a great hour lined up for you here. My guest is Jan Miller, and he'll be joining us here in just a moment. And I want to give you a chance tonight to jump on board with your questions. I don't know anybody else that does what he does. Maybe there are others out there doing it. I don't know of anyone out there doing it, which is why we've had him on the program before. In fact, my wife is going to be contacting him this week to hire him for a consultation, and I'm recommending that my son contact him as well. Because when you've got a student loan, there are lots of different things you can do. You can consolidate, you know, five loans into one. Refinancing offers come in the mail frequently. What about this income-based repayment program that the president supposedly doubled down on here a couple of weeks ago? What about loan forgiveness? I mean, all of that kind of stuff. So if you're listening tonight and you have a question on student loans, maybe you're in default, you want to know how to cure a default situation and bring your student loan back into a performing status, you can call us tonight with your question. We'll also be taking questions by email. So here's how we're going to do this. The phone lines are open right now, 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. Or questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. But remember, I always take the callers before the email questions. So if you want to be sure that your question is going to be addressed, call in 877-317-6432. And what Jan Miller is, he's a guy that for years worked in the student loan business on the other side of the table. He was the guy issuing the loans, and now he's working as an advocate for people that are making those loan payments. And Jan Miller, welcome back to Jim Paris Live. So good to have you with us again. Are you there? All right, no worries. My producer, Matt, says we lost the guest, but he will be back with us. Just to give you a quick overview here, I've got his website up, which, by the way, is student-loan-consultant.com, or hyphen, I guess, would be the proper terminology. But if you go to Google and you do a search in Google under student loan consultant, just do that as a search, and the very first result that comes up is his website, student loan consulting. So just do that search in Google and you'll find it. And I believe Jan Miller is back with us. Are you with us, Jan?
I am with you. Can you hear me?
I can, and I'm hearing myself as well. So I don't know if you have the computer on, listening via the internet. If you could turn that down, that would be great.
Yeah, I don't.
There we go. All right, very good. Okay, let me make sure that I gave you a proper introduction, Jan. Again, good to have you back with us, but tell us again a little bit about your background. You were in the student loan business for years as the guy issuing the loans, and then you changed sides of the table, and now you're somebody who's on the other side of it who's working as an advocate. Is that right?
Yeah, so I started out working for a student loan servicer known as Nelnet now, back in 1997. And I worked there for a number of years. And then I went to work on the other side for private loan lenders for Citibank and Discover Financial. And so I kind of without realizing it, I got a well-rounded education in all of student loans.
Very good. And I'm just asking my engineer, Matt. Matt, are you hearing an echo when I talk? Oh, okay. So it's just in my headphones I'm hearing that? It's going over the air as well? Okay. Yeah, so what we need to do then, Jan, is I guess hold your phone so that maybe the earpiece is covered totally so that we're not hearing me talking back over the airwaves.
Sure. I could give you a different phone number if you want.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Matt, let's do this. Let's reconnect with him on a different phone line because that's going to drive me crazy if we have to do that the entire hour. So, yeah, so as Jan was saying, he was working with a company by the name of Nelnet for over 15 years. And so what happened is after he got out of that business, everywhere he went, being that he had that background, people were asking him about student loans and what they should do. And so about 14 years ago, he started his own consulting firm. And how it works is you can pay him a fee and actually talk with him about your student loan predicament. And it could be, you know, A to Z. You could be someone wondering, should I consolidate? Should I refinance? My student loan payments are behind. What can I do? What about this new income-based repayment? All that sort of thing. Producer Joy, I'm going to have you get with Jan and get a different phone number for him, or maybe Matt is doing that. You got that? All right, Matt's doing that, and then we're going to bring him on another phone line so we can clear that up. This is the beauty, the absolute beauty of live radio. All right, he's back. Jan, are you there?
I am. Are you getting the echo?
No, I'm not. It's great.
Good,
I was just about to go crazy. There, you know, as weird as it sounds, if you hear yourself like a half second in delay, it is the most unnerving thing known to God and man. But in any case, you are back with us. And so you started just casually giving advice to friends, relatives. You say here in your bio, even your chiropractor was asking you about student loans. And you started giving this advice out, and one thing led to the next, and you started your own consulting practice. Now, how do you work with people as a consultant? I don't honestly remember the details from your last appearance. Is it a fee that people pay, or is it an hourly rate? How does that work?
Sure, yeah. I have what I call a membership fee. So since most of the issues people have with their student loans take some time, you know, if they want to consolidate their loans or just to put together their business plan. Some people I help actually prepare their credit so that they are in a better position to qualify for better rates with their private loan consolidation, things of that nature. So it takes a while to get it all done. So what I have done is I've kind of put it in, I have a year membership that I have, and then I also have a lifetime membership. If you want to, you can pay me up front, and I'll be there to help you for the lifetime of your loans.
Now, are you the only one doing this? Because I have never heard of this before.
There's very few of us. And there's nobody who does exactly what I do that I'm aware of. So you'll have a lot of these student debt relief agencies, which are kind of like the student loan mills, if you will. I call them the wolves of student loan street.
We're going to take a break, and we'll continue with our guest, Jan Miller, student loan expert, and your questions as well. We'll be right back.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 2nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,327.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,375.98, $687.99 for a half ounce, or $343.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,375.98, $687.99, and $343.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. This is hour number two of the broadcast. I'm Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. My guest this hour is Jan Miller, And his website is student-loan-consultant.com. Jan, is there another URL that you have? Isn't it like Miller Consulting or something?
Yeah, the name of my company is Miller Student Loan Consulting, and I heard you mention it earlier. If you just Google Student Loan Consultant, mine will come up at the top there. And if you just look for Miller Student Loan Consulting, it's pretty easy. In all the searches I've done, it comes right up. That's my main URL, though. It's student
okay, very good.
Loan-consultant.
All right. And we're also going to do this. Producer Joy, go ahead and put a link on the Twitter feed to his website as well. So if you didn't get that, if you're driving and you didn't write it down, you can just check out my Twitter feed, twitter.com/JamesAlperis, and we will have a link to that here momentarily. Lots of questions coming in by email, jim@christianmoney.com, or you can call in with your question, and callers always go first, 877-317-6432. Maybe you have a student loan that's in default. You have multiple student loans. You want to know about consolidating. You want to know about reducing your payment through income-based repayment, the student loan forgiveness program, any or all of the above. And, Jan, the first question by email is about loan forgiveness, and this is coming in from somebody from Chicago. They're a teacher, and they're considering possibly retiring early, they say here. They might end up working for 10 more years, and then again, maybe they might only work for 5 to 7 more years. What would happen was what they're asking if they try to get into this 10-year program for the forgiveness and then they end up retiring before the 10 years, what happens? What's the consequence of falling short? Do they get a pro rata benefit for the 7 years, or do they lose out on that deal altogether?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, first of all, in order to qualify for the Public Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which is the program they're referring to, it forgives whatever's left of the loan after 10 years of qualified payment. So in order to have any money left or have any debt left at that point, you have to qualify for a lower payment based on your income. So as a result, you'll be paying less than what your standard payment would be in the first place if you do qualify to even get started with that program. So that's one of the main qualifications. In addition to working for a qualified employer, you know, such as a government job or nonprofit, that type of thing. And the school, you know, school teachers often qualify for that. In fact, there is an actual teacher forgiveness program that forgives a part of the loan in 5 years. But anyways, if they don't complete 10 years of qualified payments, let's say they do 9 years and 9 months, and then they retire or they can't make payments for a while or what have you, then they won't have the loan forgiven at that point. So in other words, they'll still have to make payments until they meet the criteria of a qualified payment while employed for one of these employers. So there wouldn't be any pro rata, but they would still be in one of the income-based programs, such as pay-as-you-earn or the income-based repayment program, which does forgive the loan after 20 or 25 years. So, the short answer is there's no real benefit to working 9 instead of 10. In other words, it's either all or none when it comes to public student loan forgiveness. However, in order to qualify for public student loan forgiveness, they should have been in a lower payment program to begin with, and that may or may not result in forgiveness after 20 or 25 years. Does that make sense?
Yes, and they've got a kind of a part B to their question, and in fairness to them, I'll add this to it. They're saying that if they were to, let's say, work for 5 more years and then the remaining 5 in retirement, quote unquote, if they just switch jobs retired as a teacher, but then worked for 5 years at another qualifying nonprofit. So the 5 plus 5, getting them to 10. Is there a way of integrating the service between two different types of nonprofits if they both qualified?
Yeah, that's the good news. Right. So as long as they work for a qualified employer, they can work for 10 different employers 1 year at a time, and then the loan will be forgiven as long as they're making the qualified payments during that time. So the answer to that question is yes, they still would qualify for the timely forgiveness.
And that's really remarkable. I'm surprised that more people don't know about this. Does this apply pretty broadly to the nonprofit sector? For example, I know today's nonprofits, not like they were 30, 40 years ago, today's nonprofits pay people pretty much what they would earn in the private sector. For example, you might go to work as the CEO of Red Cross and you'll make a six-figure income, probably similar to if you became the CEO of a private business. So people aren't really penalized or earn less working for nonprofits. Is it a really broad application here when we say working for a nonprofit, or is it narrow to just these areas like teaching where this benefit would be available?
It's actually very broad in regards to the employer that you work for. So if it's a, you know, if it's a nonprofit, you know, 501c3 or whatever it is, that they're going to qualify for sure, the employer is. So as long as they make the 10 years of payments, they will get it forgiven. And also, you know, if you work for a government agency, again, it's pretty easy to qualify. In fact, this is an example, you know, some pretty remote things qualify, such as if you're on a tribal council at an Indian reservation or something like that, those, you even qualify for it. So it definitely is broad.
So people that, we've got a lot of Christian people that are listening tonight, people that go into ministry, they become a pastor or a missionary, those sorts of things would also be within this broad category of nonprofit, right?
Right. If they're working for a nonprofit, if they get their paycheck from a nonprofit institution, whether that be government or not, they will qualify. So when you, to make sure, if you have questions about it, there's a form you can download. You can actually go to studentloans.gov is probably the best way to get it. And it's an employee certification form for the Public Student Loan Forgiveness Program. And what you'll do is you'll take that form to your employer, to your HR, and have them complete it, and then they'll send it in, and then the government will tell you right away, or the U.S. Department of Education will let you know whether that employer qualifies or not. And that way you know that you're not guessing going into the 10 years.
Okay, so you can know that they qualify. And quickly, before our break here, somebody's asking, can they start their own nonprofit and work for themselves in that way?
That's a great question. It's not specifically addressed in the regulations. However, if you are...
We're going to hold you right there for the rest of the answer, Jan. We'll be back with our guest, Jan Miller, student loan expert, right after this.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important, it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great product, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
This hour is Jan Miller. He's an expert on student loans. And if you're somebody listening tonight and you've got a question, you're paying those payments, should you refinance? What about going into default? What about income-based repayment? All of that stuff is on the table. We're taking questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. jim@christianmoney.com, or we'll take you first here if you're a caller, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432, the call-in number. I'm checking over here on TalkStream Live. We're doing very, very well tonight. I think we're number 7 or 8 right now on TalkStream Live. And also, just a quick program note, next week in hour number 2, our guest is IRS problem solver Dan Pilla, and then the following week, which is July the 20th, we welcome for the first time to the program Matthew Stein and his brand new book, When Technology Fails, all about what you would do if, you know, an electromagnetic pulse attack took place and all of our electronics went dead. And I've got his book sitting right here on my desk. It's like the size of a New York telephone book. So he'll be with us in 2 weeks. Tonight is Jan Miller. And Jan, just before the break, we were talking about the loan forgiveness program over 10 years, and the kind of the follow-up part B to this question was, could a person form their own nonprofit organization? I guess my question would be, can they fill that form out that you mentioned and reference their own nonprofit? And if the government came back and said, yes, that nonprofit qualified, would that be the ultimate way to get the answer on that?
Yeah, so they're going to be required to probably provide additional documentation. I'll just they'll, you know, it's possible, but be prepared. That's my advice. Be prepared to really prove that you're a nonprofit and what your business is about. So there's going to be additional documentation requested.
Well, you know, for these kids that graduate where they've got $150,000 or $200,000 in loans, and I read the story recently in Money Magazine about a young guy. He graduated from Berkeley, the music school up in Boston, and he had like $150,000 or $200,000 in loans, and apparently was a fantastic jazz musician, but gets out of college, he's making like $10 an hour working in the warehouse of some national, you know, music online, you know, music instrument company, and was, you know, in essence considering suicide, considering killing himself. The reason he didn't do it was his grandparents had co-signed for the loans, and he figured his grandparents would be left with the debt if he killed himself, so he didn't want to do that. I thought, man, that's such a horrible story, but, you know, it seems like people don't know about this loan forgiveness. Go to work for 10 years right out of college for one of these nonprofits. There's a wide range of things you could choose to do. And, like, for example, would the military count if you went into the military for 10 years? Would that be a way to get rid of your student loans?
Yeah, so, you know, that's a great example. And there really are a lot of ways. And, you know, loan forgiveness is not the only answer, too. There's always an answer. There's always something that you can do. No matter what stage you're at. And, you know, I have a lot of clients or a lot of borrowers call me, and, you know, they're really upset. It's really controlling their lives. And a fun part of my job is to, you know, even just in the first conversation, the first consultation that we have, is to put them at ease, to let them know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, that there's things that they can do. So, yeah, people, you know, if anybody feels like that, please call me, because I can make you feel better just in one conversation.
And one of the things that we do know is that student loans fall into kind of a special category of debt, very similar to like a tax debt, where I understand that, well, even worse than a tax debt, there's no statute of limitations, which means they could try to collect from you for the rest of your life. And in some cases, they take very aggressive, you know, actions against people, lawsuits and all that sort of thing, garnishing your wages, et cetera. The next question coming here by email, the gentleman, he may be confusing something, but I'll just tell you what his question is here, from Los Angeles area. He says that he understands that you get three chances to make your loan good once you've gone into default, and he's going on to his, what would be his third chance. Is that right? I thought it was only that you got one strike, or do you get three strikes if you go into default?
Well, yeah, it's possible to get three strikes if you count them all. When you default on your loan, and this is one of the flip side of student loans. In other words, yes, the penalties are severe. They can garnish your wages without filing judgment. So, you know, where if you default on your credit card, well, they're going to have to take you to court. It's going to be expensive for the creditor to get their money back. So very little is recouped. However, with student loans, they don't have to go through that process. So they can garnish your wages immediately, take your tax return without you even notifying you. You may not find out until you actually see the garnishing or the garnishment happen. Now, when your loan defaults, you have two options. Well, you really have more than that, but you have two basic options to get the loan back into good standing. You can do what's called a loan rehabilitation, which means that they will actually let you set up payment arrangements, make 9 consecutive on-time payments on what they call a fair and reasonable amount, and that will bring your account back into good standing. Now, not only does it bring it back into good standing, but it also clears up all the derogatory credit that resulted from the default. So a pretty awesome deal. Now, if you've already done that once, then you'll need to do what's called a default loan consolidation. So in other words, you can consolidate, go through the consolidation process, and basically through the consolidation pay off the defaulted debt, and you've got a brand new federal consolidated loan. But it is possible. I've seen people go through the rehabilitation process and then go through the consolidation process, default consolidation, and then do rehab or rehabilitation again because they're with a new lender. So if you're with a different lender, they won't recognize necessarily that you've already had a rehabilitation. So it is possible to do the rehab more than once in some circumstances.
Wow, this is just such really valuable information. Just amazing how, I mean, are you a busy guy? Is your phone ringing off the hook? I would imagine. And I would think that there would be a lot of people that would be skeptical of what you're saying, in the sense that there's so many desperate people out there. The idea that you've got answers to almost every one of these scenarios, I'm sure would cause some people to be skeptical of what you're saying. But we've had you before. You know your stuff. We highly recommend your site and what you're doing. Somebody wants to know here about refinancing, and it's sort of a two-part question. They've got three different loans. They want to know if it makes sense to put them all into one loan, and they want to know about locking in an interest rate. So I guess they're saying here they've been reading about that rates could go higher, and their loan is a variable rate loan, and they want to know about putting all of these together into one loan and getting a fixed rate. What say you?
Now, does it mention in the email whether it's their private or federal loans?
No, I'm sorry, they don't mention that.
Let me answer.
So maybe you could just kind of answer it. Yeah, both scenarios.
I'll try and be quick, because I apologize if the answers get too complicated. It's obviously, as you know, a
no worries
subject. But for federal loans, consolidation is sometimes sold by these debt relief agencies, the ones I mentioned before that are the wolves of student loan street, where it's just kind of a fix it all. Oh, we're just going to consolidate your loan. Everything will be fine. It'll lower your payment. Well, of course, it'll probably lengthen your term from 10 to 25 or 30 years, triple the amount of interest that you have over the life of the loan. They also round the weighted average of the interest rate up to the nearest quarter of a percent, which doesn't sound like much, but if you have 300,000 in loans, it can make, tens of thousands of dollars in difference in interest. And
Jen, I'm going to do this. I'm going to just ask you to hold on to that, and we'll pick that up right when we come back from the break. My guest is Jan Miller. He's a student loan expert. This will be our last segment, so your last chance to call us, 877-317-6432. This is Jim Paris Live. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back live across the nation and around the world via the internet. And also, if you want to catch us, we're on iTunes, we're on Blog Talk Radio, we're on TalkStream Live, we're on YouTube, several other video platforms the program gets downloaded to. We're everywhere. And the program, not only do you hear it live, but then you hear it in all these other places as well for really months and months and months afterwards. Tons of emails are coming in, so here's going to be your strategy. If you want your question addressed tonight, you got to call in to try to jump to the head of the line. We're talking tonight with Jan Miller. He's a student loan expert. 877-317-6432 is the number, 877-317-6432. All right, Jan, before we get to more email questions, I'm going to let you continue where we just left off. So go ahead and pick up the ball there.
Sounds good. Okay, so with consolidation, it can be helpful on federal loans, especially if you do have variable rates, because rates are forecast to go up. By Bankrate.com, for example, the T-bill is expected to go up. So, if you want to prevent the rate from going up, it's a good way to do that. Just remember that you will give up certain deferments, forbearance, and income repayment options, like income-sensitive repayment. When you consolidate potentially, you won't be able to target your loans, your higher interest rate loans, if you have a spread between the interest rates. You'll give that up by consolidating, and you'll also get a slightly higher interest rate. So it's not always the answer, but it can be helpful. With private loans, if you have a good credit score and a good income to debt ratio, definitely worth trying to consolidate your private loans. There's several reputable private loan lenders such as SoFi Student Loans, CU Grad, even Wells Fargo, which will consolidate your private student loan debt, and you can actually refinance it at a lower rate if you qualify. So that's something you definitely want to try.
All right, so here we go. Now this one, and I'm asking you folks, those that are sending in questions by email, try to be a little bit less wordy, only because I'm limited on time here, so I can't read your whole life story when we get the email here, but here we go. I consolidated my loans and also qualified for the pay-as-you-earn program. Right now my monthly amount is zero, but I have to re-qualify each year. When my first statement came in, my balance was higher than when I qualified. Is this program really bringing my balance down? So that's one question there. And then the second question is also wondering if I can ever qualify for a student loan again, since this $59,000 was only enough to cover half of my degree, and I had to drop out before finishing my degree because I reached a limit on government loans and can't afford to pay out of pocket. So it sounds like two questions there, Jan. The first question is, if someone's on income-based repayment, that doesn't mean that the balance is magically frozen, right? I mean, the balance is still going up in the background, even though your current payment is not being required from you, that balance is still going up over time. Is that right?
Yeah, so now the subsidized portion of your loan, the interest will be waived in the pay-as-you-earn or the IDR program for the first 3 years of the program for pay-as-you-earn or IDR. But the rest of the loan and the entire loan after 3 years continues to accrue interest. It does nothing to lower your balance while you're in repayment. It just lowers your payment. Now, if you have a payment as low as zero and you stay on that type of income growth, then you're likely to have a huge amount of the loan forgiven at the end, just depending on how much you pay and how much you owe and how much you make and so
this
on.
This was the 20 to 25 year scenario that you talked about.
Yeah.
for the for-profit track. If you're working for a for-profit non-qualifying
exactly.
business, then you're in a 20 to 25 year window.
Yeah, so that's for, you know, again, the Public Student Loan Forgiveness Program requires you to be in IBR or pay as you earn in addition to working for a qualified employer. So, but you can work for you can just have the pay as you earn or IBR without the public student loan forgiveness and then be forgiven after 20 years. So if he qualifies for the pay as you earn program, then it'll be forgiven after 20 years of qualified payments. And he just needs to remember that any amount left over that's forgiven as of current tax law is taxable, where it is not taxable on public student loan forgiveness, which is the 10-year one. So, in short, the 10-year forgiveness is not taxable. Everything above 10 years is.
And interesting, you should hook up with our friend Dan Pilla. Do you know who Dan Pilla is, Jan?
No, I do not.
Okay, he's an IRS guru guy. He's been around for about 25, 30 years, an IRS problem solver guy. He has a new book out about taxes on debt, on forgiven debts. And he's got some interesting stuff on how you can approach the IRS with the tax consequences of a forgiven debt and negotiate that down to like pennies on the dollar. And it's specifically for people who, you might be in a situation where your house was foreclosed on and the bank forgave part of that. If it's not a primary residence, that's considered a taxable forgiveness of a debt. He mentions also this issue of student loan debt, and when it's forgiven, the tax consequences of that. He's got a whole book and a system out on this. Maybe that's something that can help some of your folks. His name is Dan Pilla, P-I-L-L-A. But in any case, part B to this question is this person wants to know, can they ever qualify for a student loan again since this $59,000 was only enough to cover half of their degree and they had to drop out of college before getting their bachelor's because they reached the limit on the government loans and can't afford the balance out of pocket to finish their degree. So how does that work?
Well, you know, as far as the programs that he's in now for repayment, those won't affect his qualification necessarily, but he's going to need to speak with the school financial aid. They'll run him through the FAFSA, and, you know, it's too complicated of a question to answer briefly, but it's possible, I guess, would be the best answer I can give right now.
Because each school has its own limits, aggregate limits that can be borrowed, so maybe at that one particular school he reached those limits after 2 years. That's a lot of money to borrow for just 2 years. But maybe another school he could finish at and their aggregate loan limits are a lot higher and their tuition is probably a lot higher too. But there's probably some other scenario where they can pursue that. But yeah, very, very interesting. Now, let's talk about the process of people working with you in our final minutes here. So someone wants to go to your website, which, again, if you go to Google and you type in student loan consultant, because of how his website is set up, he comes up as number one, not necessarily in the ads. Ignore the ads at the top of the page, but the actual first, what we call organic result, which is below the ads. He is student-loan-consultant.com, Miller Student Loan Consulting. So somebody calls you up, they join your program either for a 1 year or a lifetime deal. And how does this work? Do you sort of take an inventory of everything that they're dealing with? How do you help someone?
Yeah, so the first thing we'll do with the information gathering portion of the membership, where you know, some of the stuff we can get off the National Student Loan Database, other the credit report, they may already have the bills and whatnot. And then I'll have also a questionnaire to just gather more details, such as what schools they went to and their adjusted gross income and all that, so that I can first see if we can qualify them for forgiveness or the income-based programs, and then I can calculate to see whether that's even a good idea, because just because you qualify doesn't mean you should. And then once I gather all the information, I'll analyze it, and then I put together what I call my student loan business plan, where I map out a course of action and tell them how to achieve their specific goals. And then I help them along the way. I do what I call hand-holding, where I'll assist them through the process and be there for them until it gets executed.
And I'm looking right here at the bottom of the website, folks. There's like a really nice banner across the bottom that says free consultation. So that would apply to our listeners as well, that they could go there and get a free consultation just to find out more and to see if they could possibly benefit or not from your service.
Definitely. Yeah, so they can click here to schedule or click on the consultation. That'll take them to my scheduler. They can schedule an appointment whenever there's an opening there. And then I'll call them, and then we'll see, you know, if my services are a good fit. A lot of times if people have basic questions, I can actually even help them for free. And if there's somebody who needs more extensive help, then I can ascertain whether that would be something that I could do for them.
All right, Jan. Hey, this hour went too fast. We'll have to have you back again. Check out his website, student-loan-consultant.com. His name is Jan Miller, Miller Student Loan Consulting. Great show lined up for you next week. IRS problem solver Dan Pilla. Check out the website 24/7, christianmoney.com. This is Jim Paris here, as always, to help you make the most of God's money. Talk to you next time.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.